No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and I tell you, for this show to go the way it does, the direction that it does, it takes people who message me and let me know about situations where people need help. And one of those people who messages me from time to time is my good friend Mark Hogan. Mark, as you know, over in Georgia, has suffered from several strokes, and we have been there for Mark, but he continues, even with his strokes, to share efforts that he sees and lets me know about them so that I can try to help families who are struggling right now. And one of those families is in Winslow, Arizona, and it's the Cavassis family, Melissa and Darren, and they're on the line with me right now, along with Dave Hart, who's a minister at Winslow, Arizona. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Melissa, Darren, and Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. Thank you.
Glad to have you all. And Melissa and Darren, I know that you have lost your home due to a house fire, and here we are right here in the holiday season. What has been your experience so far with the help that's been given to this point?
Overwhelming generosity.
It's been amazingly a blessing. I can't even describe it. It's been, everybody has just put in just a little bit of effort, and it's just been like a little touch of God in our lives, and it's truly amazing.
Dave, you're the minister there in Winslow, Arizona. These are two members of your congregation. Is that correct?
Yes, they are. They've been here before I was here, and I've been here like 17, 18 years now. And it's wonderful, wonderful people. They do so much work for the church. We have a bus program to reach out mostly to the Native Americans. And Darren does that for us, does all the maintenance for the church. And, you know, whether it's for the church or just for me personally, he's always there to help. And he'll help anybody. It doesn't matter. And Melissa, you know, she's partially paralyzed. She's had five strokes. But she still gets in there. And anything we need at the church, she does. I don't care what it is. We can always count on her to help and to go above and beyond duty, her duty to do whatever is needed. I mean, they're just wonderful, wonderful people.
And we're talking about a house fire that took place Sunday, December 13th in the morning. And everyone was thankfully able to get out of the house. Was this before church services on Sunday morning, Darren?
We actually didn't have services because of COVID that Sunday morning. And so we've been actually kind of sitting down doing our own ministry there at home on video and that kind of stuff.
I understand.
So we were letting the boys sleep in and that kind of stuff. But it was about 9, 9:30 in the morning.
Well, and there's seven of you in your home.
At the time,
yeah.
Wow.
I had to count. I don't remember. We always have a house full, so I never know from day to day.
Well, of course, we have Dave Hart on the line. His wife, Terry, is the one who Terry Hart is the organizer of the fundraiser that's on GoFundMe right now. I'm seeing that the amount that's been reached is $15,205 so far. How is that going to help your family moving forward?
It's actually opening doors that were really closed at the time. Whenever, I mean, we were in that house literally building it almost from scratch. I mean, the frame was there, but we went in and actually were rebuilding the whole thing. And whenever this went, it was everything that we had. We spent, I don't know how many months working on it, just making it the way we wanted one day at a time. And we weren't even close to halfway through at the time. But with the outstanding and donations and everything, it's actually going to give us a fresh start. We're actually opening the doors to a point where we're going to go look for another double wide, whether it be new and be able to finance the rest with a big down payment or find a good used one and build it, keep building as we were.
It's interesting to me that Mark Hogan, a dear friend of mine since I was just a child, had suffered through strokes. And I went to visit him last year when he could not talk, and he has recovered so well. He still wants to help people. And Melissa, it sounds like you're in a similar situation with strokes. He's a young person himself and having to go through similar. A guy from Georgia messages me about a family in Arizona. I love that.
Yeah, I personally haven't met him, but I know what he's going through. When you have a stroke, it changes your life and your aspect on life, and you look at it as a opportunity. You either sit back and you just die inside and you don't do anything, or you get out there and you struggle and you get back on your feet and you make everybody else feel that they have a chance and make them realize that if you can do it, they can do it. And it sounds like Mark is the same way, that if he can do it, everybody else can do it. And you go back out there and you help everybody. You know, because everybody needs that little bit of push. You know, you have to help everybody. You know, everybody needs help one way or another, you know.
Exactly. And Dave, I know that in your sermons you've preached about taking care of others and looking out for others and helping when you can. When you see it in action within the congregation there in Winslow, Arizona, that must really touch your heart.
Oh, it's just been amazing. You know, the people in the church here, of course, have surrounded and done a lot in the community. But I also have a really, really large Facebook ministry pages. And the people from the Church of Christ, I'm sure others too, but from the Church of Christ and Churches of Christ have just poured in with support and help and needs. And I've been busy all day long for the last few days, just taking care of emails and calls and arranging things. And it's just been really, really wonderful to see that from all over America and even Canada. People in the Lord's Church have just tried to do whatever they can. And today alone in our mailbox, we had 21 different letters for them with financial help that come in just today alone.
Dave, I want to make sure that during this time that we have, people are listening, they want to help this family. They want to help Melissa and Darren and the others in the household. How can they do that, Dave?
The best way is to go to the Warren Avenue Church of Christ on Facebook or the Winslow, Arizona Church of Christ. Either one should get them there. And there's the GoFundMe thing that they can do, or some people would rather do checks, and we also have the address of the church and my email address and things if they want to correspond, and both of those are right there on the Warren Avenue. Winslow will be easier to get there, Winslow Church of Christ.
Well, I tell you, Melissa, Darren, you have the support from the Mark White Show, and I know, as it sounds, as Dave is talking about the many letters that are coming in the mail, you have the support of people across this country, maybe even the world. There may be people outside of this country. I don't want to leave them out either. People that want to help your family, and I know that that means a lot to you during this struggle. You're going to bounce back.
You have enough people in your corner to root you on, and I can see you guys moving forward in a big way, and you find whatever you need to live in. Put this past you. Remember how good people were to you, and I know that you're going to pay it forward.
Oh, definitely. I don't even know how to put in words the gratitude I feel towards people, and I already want to do so much for people to pay it forward. I want to do it already right now. If I could, I would.
That brings a smile to my face, Melissa. And I know that you're so overwhelmed with the response. And Darren, I'm sure it's the same for you, as you've said, just an amazing response from people. And we want people to go to the GoFundMe. It is GoFundMe.com/Cavassos. And I'm going to spell that for you. CAVASOS-house-fire. That's GoFundMe.com/Cavassos-house-fire. As Dave told us, you can go to 614 North Warren Avenue, Winslow, Arizona, 86047. Reach out through the pages there, the Warren Avenue Church of Christ or Winslow, Arizona Church of Christ. Melissa, Darren, Dave, thank you for joining me here on the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today and sharing about this. And I look forward to hearing great news as you move forward.
Thank you so much for having us.
Say thank you for everything.
You're welcome. And we don't want to leave Terry out. She's not on the phone, but tell Terry that we appreciate her too, Dave.
Okay, I will.
All right. Well, y'all have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Take care. Folks, you have been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I hope that you can help this family in Winslow, Arizona.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.